Radio Review. It's going to be a great show today. We've got some fine music from Annie and Brian. We've got the Yummy Muffins. And we've got our amazing Troll Radio House Band. This is the April Troll. Man, this month went really fast. Troll Radio Review is a collaborative effort of Coast Community Radio and Fort George Brewery and Public Meeting House. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly. Happy to have you all here. More from all those musicians as the show progresses today. Well, there's lots going on around in our community these days. If you remember last time, I agreed to let this Troll Radio today, in honor of National Poetry Month, be an anchor point for the Troll Poets Gathering. Do you remember that, Larry? Hey, Larry. You remember how that we're going to have the Troll, remember we were going to have the Troll Poets Gathering?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? Yeah. Remember. Yeah. But I don't see any.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah. So, what did you think about that whole idea about a Troll Poets Gathering, Larry?
Sounds pretty lame.
Yeah. Well, you're just right there. Okay, so anyway, it's a Troll Poets Gathering.
I don't know. He's hiding behind Jack somewhere. What? Oh, I don't see any trolls anywhere.
Well, I smell something. I get a faint whiff of stinky troll. Mr. Troll, geez, I can smell you. So I know you're here.
There he is, hiding behind Jack.
Come on, Mr.
Boy,
Troll,
Jack,
let's get
that.
On with it. Well, exactly, Mr. Troll. Why are you hiding?
I'm so sorry, Debbie, but...
But what?
Well, yeah, you see...
Hey, come on. Get to the point, man. We have a show to do. Where are your trolls?
Well, they are not here.
They're not here for Mr. Troll, geez, where are they?
I really don't. No, Debbie.
Oh, great. So you mean there are no troll poets here for today's show?
I am here.
Just you? You made me agree. You talked me into it. Just, where's that troll king?
Well, I think he's surfing somewhere.
So where?
Well, you know that guy, Coast Radio Todd.
Well, yeah, I know Todd.
Well, Debbie, he's a surfer dude, you know.
Yeah, and he's also responsible.
Todd told the Troll King about some great surfing in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's some wonderful spots down there, but maybe we should go down there next year, Debbie. What do you think?
Don't even deal with that now. Okay, so Troll Kings in Costa Rica. What about all those other trolls you promised would be here?
Well, you see, the king, he was going to take care of that and get them to come.
And he's not here. So they're not here. Just as I thought. Ugh. Good thing that I kind of had an idea that you would flake out, so I've got something else to fall back on.
It's not me. The king, you know, he's one of those surfer dudes, and he's kind of a flake. You know how surfer... Oh.
He's right here.
Oh, Stinky, you may kiss my feet.
Okay.
Hey, stop it, Mr. Troll. That's just gross. Stop it. That's enough of that. Hey, Troll King, where are all of
your... I'm so sorry. I doubted you, your lowness.
Okay, where are all the troll poets, Troll King?
They are here.
Well, where?
Right here. Next to you.
Just you two?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why I would fall for it. You would think I would be above that. But last month, you led me to believe there were going to be many trolls here.
We had some logistical problems.
Like going to Costa Rica surfing?
Larry, you really need to go surfing in Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah. Do tell, Larry.
Not now.
It was hard to get all the trolls gathered from the troll diaspora.
He means the troll diaper spread.
No, I mean...
Diaper spread, yeah?
No,
yeah.
I mean the diaspora.
Diaspora? Oh, yeah. Okay, that is when the diaper is spread over all the trolls' bottoms.
Hey, stop it. That's enough of the potty talk. You were here to talk poetry. And but where are
what's
your...
What's wrong with potty talk?
Drop it.
Bards, not
okay.
Bards.
Okay, so bards, poets, whatever, where are they?
Your country's homeland security would not let them in without a passport.
Which you know, the trolls, they don't have no passports.
So how'd you get in, King?
I've got a special stinking royal diplomatic passport.
Oh!
Would you like to smell it?
No, we would not like to smell it.
Strangely enough, Debbie, that's what your country's immigration officers always say to me. They just wave me through.
I can only imagine. What about the trolls who are already living here in the United States, like old Stinky there?
Well, they heard that there were goats living here.
Yeah, you know those goats living next to the radio station? Right across the street from here, and then up the hill just a little bit from the Fort George, there's a couple of goats.
Those aren't goats. They're sheep.
Oh.
Okay, let me get this straight. You two are the only troll poets here today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You have poems to share?
Yes, we do.
Okay, well,
let's get on with the troll poems.
Okay.
Coming right up.
No bad words.
But first, you must introduce us.
All righty. Here is Troll King with a poem.
Ah, we trolls are really great. We stink like weak old fishing bait.
Oh, let's hear it.
That's it.
Yes.
That's all?
Well, you see, we trolls have very short attention span, so we write only in couplets.
That means two lines, Dad.
Yeah, Mr. Troll, we know that.
Two.
Would you like to hear it again?
No. Once was enough.
Oh, here's another then.
Okay.
Slimy, smelly, sleeping under bridges, trolls curse at pesky swarms of midges.
What? Yeah, I didn't get it.
Midges. You know, little insects in summer at Big Mountain. They're always flying around trolls.
Oh, very annoying, Debbie.
Well, if you took a bath once in a while, you wouldn't have bugs.
No, never.
Okay.
No.
Mr. Troll, do you have a poem?
Well, yeah. Yes, but I need to be introduced, Debbie.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is our next troll bard, Stinky Toadwort. Oh,
good. Give me a break.
From under my bridge, I watch the gliding boats. So glad to be away from those stinky billy goats.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, you have another one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Let me explain first.
Okay.
You know, I sat down the other day writing these poems off, and you know, like anything else, you get a little practice going, and they just start to flow from your pen. And so I will now read the second poem I have ever written in my life. And here it is. The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth like the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes. That in the court of justice, none of us should salvation. We do pray for mercy.
Mr. Troll.
What?
That was not written by you.
What are you talking about?
That was written by William Shakespeare.
Who's this William?
That would be plagiarism.
Plagiarism?
That means stealing someone else's words.
William Shakespeare? Did you not know that William Shakespeare was a troll?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a very little known historical.
You can just get me fired if you keep up with this stuff.
Okay, well, it was so good that we had a real poet on hand.
And he's a rotten poet, too.
Oh.
Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Kroll.
I have one more.
Okay.
One more.
What's your next one?
Okay, here it is. You may have heard the diaper spread of trolls. You have to have lots of guts to whip their stinky butts.
Hey, no, stop it. Mr. Troll.
Very good.
Knock that off. That is not appropriate. And besides, it has three lines.
There is a lot of historical, you know, potty humor is very
that's
well.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah. We are very done here. Good day, Debbie.
Goodbye
to you lovely humans. And Stinky, grab my surfboard. I'm going to the cove.
Yes, Your Lowness.
Just what we need.
Goodbye, then.
Well, goodbye, everybody.
And goodbye to Troll Radio Salute to National Poetry Month and the two troll poets gathering.
But Debbie, can I ask a question?
Okay.
Can we do this again next year?
No. We may not. All right. Thank you very much. And it's so nice to see Jim Dott bopping in on that, too. Jim Dott is a local poet who's pretty great. Hope you can. We'll tell you more about Jim Dott's poetry later in the show. And right now, I don't know about you, but after all that poetry and all that stinky, I'm ready for some music. So time for the yummy muffins. Including, hey, welcome to Troll Radio Review. I'm going to give my microphone over here to a member of the Yummy Muffins. Go.
All right, well, today for all you guys, we decided to come with a selection of songs. And this first one is an old song by a man named Donovan. And it's called I Love My Shirt, so... That's what it's about. So here we go. Do you have a shirt that you really love? One that you feel so cozy in? You don't even mind if it starts to fade. That only makes it nicer still.
I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely.
Do you have some jeans that you really love? Ones that you feel so groovy in. You don't even mind if they start to fray. That only makes them nicer still.
I love my jeans, I love my jeans. My jeans are so comfortably lovely.
I love my jeans,
I love my jeans. My jeans are so comfortably lovely.
When I take them to the cleaners, couldn't wait to get them home again. Yes, I take them to the cleaners. I'd rather wash them in a stream. I'd rather wash them in a stream. You know what I mean, no.
Do you have some shoes that you really love? Ones that you feel so flashy in? Don't even mind if they start to get some holes in. That only makes them nicer still. I love my shoes, I love my shoes. My shoes are so comfortably lovely. I love my shoes, I love my jeans. My jeans are so comfortably lovely. I love my shirts, I love my shirts. In fact, I love my wardrobe. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt, I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely.
My shirt. I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt. I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely. I love my shirt. I love my shirt. My shirt is so comfortably lovely.
All right, so this is a song that I wrote back in the day when I was really bummed out. And we all get bummed out sometime. And I thought about back to all those Frontier songs that everyone was writing about, like the perfect happiest place ever, like the Big Rock Candy Mountain or something like that. I decided to write my own version of that. And this is how it goes, so. Yeah, it's me. Well, no one dies in puppy land. Everyone is beautiful. Everyone's my friend. We live inside teepees, inside the zoo, and ice cream's always on the menu. Skateboard everywhere, but you never get hurt. You can play with frogs without getting warts. Your grandparents live past 103. Everyone's so glad to be so happy. Cries in puppy land. There's no math problems that you don't understand. The trees all produce the most succulent fruit, and you never see a baby who isn't cute. You can walk down the street without wearing your shoes, and you never forget to hit your alarm clock snooze. Your friends all live on the exact same block, and it's against the law to be a cop. And it's all smiles in puppy land. No one being brought down by the man. The grass is greener and the sky blue. That's where you say, I love you too.
Cool.
All right, so we got one more for y'all. This is another old Donovan song that I've always really liked. And it involves us all singing in a round, so it might get a little crazy vocally. But if you guys want to sing along at the end, that would be awesome. And so what's going to happen at the very end of the song is Derek's going to hold up a finger, one finger, specifically this one.
They're children.
And everyone will sing Like a Pebble Upon the Sand. And it just goes, like a pebble upon the sand, like a pebble upon the sand, like a pebble upon the sand. So if you plan on singing it then, sing it right now. Like a pebble upon the sand, like a pebble upon the sand. All right, great. And we're just going to fade it out with that, and that'll be the end of the song, just this giant chorus of beautiful singings. So I guess we'll start. All right.
Little pebble upon the sand, where you're lying here in my hand. You to me are but a passing breeze. Little human upon the sand, now you're lying here in my hand. How many years have you been here? The sun will always shine where you stand. depending in which land you may find yourself. Now you have my blessing, go your way. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Thought is like a living boat upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. Happiness runs in a circular motion. Happiness is like a living thought upon the sea. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. Why, because happiness runs in a circular motion. Everybody is a part of everything anyway. You can have everything if you let yourself see. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can like the devil if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can like the devil if you let yourself be. You can like the devil if you let yourself be. You can like everything if you let yourself be. You can like everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can like everything if you let yourself be. You can have everything if you let yourself be. You can like everything if you let yourself be.
All right, there we go.
Okay.
Great. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you. Wow, that was the music of my people. I got to see Donovan singing those two Donovan songs years ago. It was so cool. People were holding their babies up to be kissed during the concert. It was very, very cool. So thanks. That was fabulous music from the Yummy Muffins. Hope we hear more of them around town. Well, while we're getting Brian and Annie up here, Annie and Brian, we'll tell you about some cool things going on. Tonight, actually, right here on this very stage in concert, and or not right here, I'm sorry, it's going to be at the Columbian Theater, but it is a big kind of a Fort George event, and it's a concert with Stefan Malkmus and the Jicks, the Summer Cannibals, Sun Angle, and the Minders. It's 8 p.m. tonight at the Columbian Theater, and it looks like it's a great, great event. There's a crab feeds going on with live music today until 8 o'clock and tomorrow 11 to 4. And the Brownsmead Flats are playing tomorrow at some point there. So you want to catch that. Also the Astoria High School Jazz Band, and they're quite fabulous too. Fire Mountain School has their annual raffle and party from 5 to 8 today in Nehalem, at the old Nehalem Fire Hall on 8th Street with the Sons of Aloha playing music. So lots of great stuff going on. Ooh, Astoria Library has Gypsy Jazz today at 4. It's jazz guitars. Kind of hard to read that. Is it? Oh, jazz guitars four-piece at 6 p.m. All right. Well, we're going to get Brian and Annie. And looks like we've got some extra music here. Oh, well, while they're getting up here, I'll tell you about one more thing. May 8th, okay, Jim Dott has been on the stage of Troll Radio many times with his great poetry, and he has a book release party coming up at Kala at 7:30 on May 8th, and it's a glossary of memory. He's got 26 poems, one for each letter of the alphabet, so hope to see lots of you there. And now I am going to turn the stage over here to Annie and Brian and friends.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for being out here, guys. Coming out on a Saturday morning and drinking beer is pretty tough. I've been able to be a part of this show on multiple different times playing, but I've been behind the soundboard for a while here since we moved to the Fort George. And the thing that I think I like about this show the most is just kind of teaching kids songs that you like from songwriters. It's a cool thing. And this first one that we're going to do is by one of my favorite songwriters. The artist formerly known as Johnny Corndog. And there's only two simple things that you need to learn in this song. Stand up tall, be proud, hell, madam. Wear a watch and give a stranger the time. It's two simple things we should teach. I should actually learn these two simple things. That's not the right place to sing them. Stand up tall, be proud, hello, madam. Wear a watch and give a stranger the time. Never be mean or rude or nasty to anyone you meet on the subway line. There's two simple things we should teach to the children. Be politically correct and keep an open mind. These cookies taste good, but they make you feel nasty. So keep your body happy through exercise.
Oh! have a friend named Gloria, and that's
no,
why she
Moria,
didn't want to.
Moria.
Oh, she does have a friend named Moria, so yeah.
We all have a friend.
Yeah. We were thinking Gloria for a while, and we didn't have any friends named Gloria, so we couldn't do that version. That would just be disingenuous.
Right.
I'll be honest here.
What's that mean?
Disingenuous yeah. is when you have too many beers.
Yes.
Sure. We're switching instruments on the radio.
Ooh.
We'll have to switch spots too.
Oh. Switcher.
So like I was saying about songs from people that you really like and sharing them with kids. This one is not a kid song. But I think everybody can appreciate the fact that Mondays are not good. Mondays are the worst. Does anybody like Mondays out there?
Troll like.
All right, let's do a poll. Who doesn't like Mondays?
Yeah.
That's actually even. Y'all.
People can't count when they're listening to the radio.
Yeah, I guess. I don't like Mondays. This is a song by John Prine called Long Monday.
Can you keep it there?
Yeah. Okay. Just wait until the chorus.
Back of my memories, like a honeybee buzzing around a glass of sweet chamblee. The radio's on, windows rolled up, and the blinds rolled down. Headlights shining like silver moons rolling on the ground. We made love, and every way to love can be made. We made time, feel like time would never fade. Friday night, we both made the guitar. Saturday made Sunday feel like it would never come. It's gonna be a long Monday. Sitting all alone on the mountain by a river that has no wind. It's gonna be a thank you.
Thank you, guys. All right, that's the last little song we'll play for you.
Okay, this is a cool song by Willie Nelson and his daughter. I think his daughter wrote this song. And it's about a little girl and a bird and a fish.
I like all those things.
Yeah, cool.
I
don't remember how it starts.
Thank you.
Thank you guys very much. We're going to call the entire troll band up, I think. Not yet. We're not going to do that. I'm going to let Debbie call the shots. She does this a lot better.
The Troll House Band is on their way, and after they're finished with a little set, then we'll get everybody up here to go out with something that could be a surprise. All right, well, we've got a great house band, of course, but want to let you know about something really cool going on tonight, and this is for the 21 and over crowd. But if you have never been to the Big O Saloon, you ought to get out there. It's in Olney, and it is the coolest, funkiest little place. And tonight, Luke and Katie are going to be playing there. You just saw Luke here on the bass, and he and Katie will be out there. You never know who else might show up. That starts at 8 p.m. The Big O Saloon is just a blast to be at, and later on this summer, when they start having music outside, they've got a fabulous patio. So hope to see some of you out there in the near future. Oh, right here on this stage tomorrow night at 8 is Bart Budwig and Matthew Zeltzer. And man, you're in for a treat here then. That music starts at 8, I believe, too. And it is a family-friendly event. Well, it looks like we've got a house band. They're tuning up and figuring out what they're going to do. It looks like Olaf is joining them. And you have some music for us, house band?
Yeah, we're figuring it out.
Uh-oh. It's the troll way.
Here? Yeah, I hear it. We each have our own mic.
One more time.
Oh,
okay, starting with that one, right?
Okay.
So here's an old tune from the Jim Queskin Jug Band. A song with a message called Blues and Bottles. Thank you.
Why'd you kick my dog? Why'd you drown my cat?
That's it.
Do it?
Yep.
Shoot. This is a waltz. So if you want to get up and waltz, you can. Is that right? One, two, three. G. Flies through the air with the greatest of ease. The daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements are graceful and the girls he does please. And my love, yes, purloined away. Give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word. What the hell can an antelope say? Where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word. What the hell can an antelope say? He flies through the air with the greatest of ease, where the daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements are graceful and the girls he does please. Retard there.
We were retarded. Okay, what are we doing?
It worked so well in practice.
We don't have
doing that. Cluck old hen, right?
Yep.
Cluck old hen.
Not a lot of time.
Maybe we don't do it medley.
Yeah, see, you can do that?
Yeah, just go.
Okay.
Old hen? That'll be
let's
the last
go.
Do it medley. Thank you.
sounded great. Hey, let's get the rest of our band, our musicians up here. We'll go out with everybody playing. That's the best part of the show. So we get Jordan and Brian, and here comes Luke and Annie. So head on over here, Derek. Hey, hope we'll see you here on May 30th, the last Saturday of May. We'll be back. We've got Randy Weiss coming on and let you know who else later on. Stay tuned to Coast Community Radio to find those things out. I want to say a lot of thank yous for the people who make this happen. First of all, of course, a big thank you to board and directors of the Tillicum Foundation. That's who makes Coast Radio happen. And, wow, thanks to the staff of Fort George for putting up with us here every last Saturday of the month. They are the best. Thanks to the Blue Scorcher for always sending over some treats for you. And our engineers, Brian Terry, Ray and Jack today. And I want to say thank you to Tovery, too. I heard that Tovery came over and helped set up. He's one of my favorites. Thank you, Tovery. So it was great. Thanks for supporting Coast Community Radio, and thanks for coming down to Troll Radio. And I can see that this last song is going to be great. I think they're figuring out what it is right now, but I'm going to say goodbye to you.
We've
right
been
now.
Planning this for weeks.
All
Debbie.
Right, well, I should have known.
Minutes.
All right, thanks a lot. Keep on coming to Troll Radio. It's a lot of fun.
Whoa, we just made an audible. We're going to play one song, but we're going to play another. Hopefully you like our decision. All right, I'll give these guys a quick lesson. Ain't it fine to have a savior by your side?